Current News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia has unleashed what may be one of the biggest aerial barrages against Ukraine, killing several people, according to Ukraine's president. Here's correspondent Karen Chamis.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNews.com, an important military study is now underway.
Documents show the risks toxic substances posed in the underground capsules and silos where Air Force nuclear missile crews have worked since the 1960s. Now many of those service members have cancer. The toxic substances were recorded in documents obtained by the Associated Press through Freedom of Information Act requests.
That's John Scott. High surf warnings in place for much of California's coastline.
While authorities have closed the beaches in Ventura County, crews are building giant sand berms in the Pierpont section where a huge wave injured several people Thursday. In Santa Cruz County, that rough surf sent water rushing into the Venus Spirits Beachside Restaurant. County officials are telling residents there to be ready to evacuate if needed. The powerful surf, also hitting Hawaii, is being whipped up by the stormy Pacific Ocean.
That is a correspondent Julie Walker reporting, and this is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates are turning the spotlight on Mauritania right now. Michael Harrington explains why.
Islam is the official religion of the West African nation, and it is illegal to follow any other faith. Religious courts in Mauritania will prosecute anyone who professes Christ under strict apostasy laws. According to Open Doors USA, the country's tiny Christian community has no legal way of meeting for worship and runs severe risks with any attempt to spread the gospel. There are some Islamic terror groups operating in eastern Mauritania. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Opponents of Connecticut's policy letting boys compete against girls in high school sports will get a second chance to challenge it in court. The Federal Appeals Court in Manhattan has revived the case. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represents the four female athletes who brought the lawsuit, says it looks forward to seeking a ruling on the case's merits. At least 20 states have approved a version of a blanket ban on boys playing girls sports. This is SRN News. Smoking cigarettes while gambling in some casinos may be a thing of the past.
Atlantic City casinos faced with that situation now and are not sure just what to do. State lawmakers will renew a push to ban smoking in 9 casinos next year, even as the industry proposes enclosed smoking areas. Now, whether the resort can continue to attract large numbers of in-person gamblers or whether they will migrate to internet gambling and sports betting is also a key question. Jason Walker reporting.
A judge in Idaho will not dismiss a lawsuit challenging the state's abortion ban. Instead, the district judge ruled Friday to narrow the case to focus only on the circumstances where an abortion would be allowed and whether so-called abortion care in emergency situations applies to the state's constitutional right to enjoy and defend life. More details at SRNnews.com.